My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and these are your liner notes on Pat Martino. Pat Martino, born Pat Azara, on the 25th of August in 1944 in Philadelphia, is a jazz guitarist as well as an author of textbooks about musical theory. His reputation is in the post-bop, fusion, and soul jazz idioms. Getting his start at Small's Paradise, he continued to gig in New York City and Atlantic City, playing through his teens, 20s, and 30s, until he suffered an aneurysm in 1980, leaving him with amnesia and no recollection of how to play the guitar. After surgery, Martino said that he learned how to play the guitar again from zero, learning how to focus on the present instead of the past or the future. As he teaches and instructs others how to play guitar, we can wonder as we listen to his music what it's like to concentrate on what philosophy calls the eternal now, not basing ourselves in a lexicon of the past, not asking our music to launch into the future, rather being wholly present in this moment, in a time that will never come again. How is it that we perform or live our life without context, only with a recognition of what is at this time? What are the ethics involved in that? And how can music, and specifically Martino's music, help us to comprehend and navigate our way so that we continue to build on each day, putting to rest, perhaps, the ghosts of the past? As we listen to Martino's music, we hear the linear aspects of how to play, the more technical aspects of how to play, connecting us not only to the feelings of the moment, but also to the intellectual understandings, the architecture of making sound itself. We recognize that music is a lot of things, and for Martino, it is not just impulsive. It is not something that is just flowing through his soul. It is also a recognition that there is a mathematic to the process of presenting music. Revisiting, perhaps, the psychology of Johann Sebastian Bach, Martino writes that he thinks in melodic instinct rather than relying on scale-like formulas or patterns, which is very interesting, combining his worldview as well as his music-making. Do we think in myth? How airtight is our narrative, relying on the same familiar riffs, as it were, as we encounter each day? How can we think more broadly, more adaptively, as we encounter our current life and society? Albert Einstein stated that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. As we listen to Martino's music, we realize that we can pivot freshly each time we speak or act or do. Martino gives us a great gift of always becoming and not being trapped in the ruts of what has been. As we open up our life, absorbing the enormity of what can be, our thought patterns can be different, our brain can be rewired, and whether we play guitar or not, we can appreciate the unexpected and the ways that we can be reliably diverse in our thinking. And as we encounter the world, it doesn't have to be inevitable. Each day, and in fact each moment, can be enchanted with the improvisation that is found in appreciating each moment as we create our past and walk each moment into the future. My name is Rabbi Neil Blumhoff, and you've been listening to Liner Notes, a project of Views and Brews, KUTX 98.9. Listen well, and have courage.